I talk about being interested in fairies and people think I'm meaning something completely different. The fairies of folklore. They were dark, thonic, great if they liked you and you treated them well. Did not want to get on their bad side.
My next guest occupies a rare position in the paranormal world. He's a serious researcher who can't be pinned down by believers or debunkers. Over the course of 8 books, he's built an argument that UFOs, fairies, Bigfoot, near-death experiences, and ghosts might not be separate phenomena. They could be facets of the same thing. His 2022 masterwork, Ecology of Souls, is described by his peers as the most important book in ufology in decades. His work is taken seriously by serious people.
Now, I think that part of what it is about Bigfoot, it's the same thing that we see when we see chimpanzees. It's like, this is so close to what we are, but not. And if Bigfoot is a relic primate, which I don't think it is, I think that it's something that loves wearing that as a mask. There is so much symbolism embedded in something like the wild man archetype that I think that it's a great mask for this thing to call us back into right relation with the environment.
What's your take on the Patterson film?
Look, at the end of the day, it's a remarkable bit of footage, right? It's either proof of Bigfoot or it's a hoax that lasted, what, coming up on 60 years? Mm-hmm. The Bigfoot analog for the Kwakiutl in Alaska, the Bequus, is known to give people who are led astray, give them food. And I said, wait a minute, this is right out of Western European fairy folklore. If you take food in fairyland, you're trapped with the fairies forever. Either there was an international civilization that was exchanging myths and legends at a level much deeper than we appreciate, or the collective unconscious is a thing, mm-hmm. or people are describing objectively their interactions with the other world. Valet had already made a lot of pointed comparisons to older European spirit belief in general, fairy belief, more specifically in Passport to Magonia. It's like a foundational text for everything that I've done. If you go into fairyland and you are given something to eat or drink, you gotta refuse it because you're gonna be stuck there. At the time, I didn't know that this was a more pervasive myth. You'll find it in Oceania regarding the dead, the land of the dead, similarly in South America. But like whenever you're in that other space, you don't eat and don't drink. If Valet's comparisons between fairies and UFOs holds true, then do we see this sort of food taboo from fairy folklore manifesting itself in the UFO context? And you kind of do.
Could communion be related to this?
The act of Christian communion says a lot more than we really think about, because you're eating, in the tradition, flesh and drinking blood. And this ties back into some very ancient, very widespread ideas. In certain indigenous cosmologies, you know, you might vanquish your foe and eat part of them to take on their power. And so there's an ancient trope called eating the god. The idea that by the act of consuming the divine, you're internalizing it and becoming communing with it, right? If you really are still in 2026 holding on to materialism, that's fine. And you really want to say that these are other dimensions, that's fine. I can meet you there. But we've been talking about it for thousands of years. It's the other world. It's Tir na n'og. It's Oz. It's Middle Earth. It's the imagination. I think it's all these things. And if you go there and you come back, you survive that ordeal, it's the hero's journey. You come back with these abilities that I can't explain.